Welcome to Burn Bright Today, Burn Brighter Tomorrow with me, your quantum wealth and wellness expert, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, bringing to you a holistic healing revolution, eradicating exhaustion and renewing your whole life. Whether you're a corporate executive or homemaker, exhaustion and burnout have no boundaries. I bring over 30 years of wellness and wealth expertise to this hit show, specializing in helping leaders recover from burnout and transforming themselves into the prosperous executives they were meant to be. When it comes to burnout, I have a simple philosophy. When you have energy problems, you need energy solutions. You don't have to accept chronic mood swings and exhaustion as normal. You can go from stress, anxiety, depression, chronic pain and illness to burning bright today and burning brighter tomorrow. Burn Bright Today starts right now. Jennifer J. Marcinelli here with you. Hello from Houston. And just a heads up, it is a family show today. My puppy wanted to stay home from daycare, and Braveheart's already made some cameo appearances. So you might be meeting my kids, my fur babies. So I hope you enjoy them if they make their cameo appearances. So, all right, we are in four of four, from victim to victor. Narcissism survival guide with Dr. Mariette Jensen. She is a leader in the field of energy psychology. She is a very popular and highly regarded private practitioner in the UK. She'll be on here with us in just a few moments, but for now you're stuck with me. All right, so what have we been talking about the last 4 weeks? So first of all, we talked about what is narcissism. And again, remembering we are entering into a period of tremendous healing, okay? So everything on Burn Bright Today is about, not about labels, not about diagnoses, and it's not about blaming or shaming or guilting people for the challenges that their struggles that they're face or some of their behaviors that they're experiencing in their life. And we wouldn't want to do that for ourselves, so we're not going to do that for other people either, okay? That old form of leadership and management and healing is out the door. It went out with the Pisces age. We are in with the Aquarian age. We are fully present in the moment. We are connecting to our divine spiritual values, and we are learning to walk our talk at home with our, first and foremost, with ourselves, at home with our families, with our significant others, and with our children, our loved ones, family members, friends, and in the workplace. Because I will give you just a little bit of a teaser alert. I've alluded to this a little bit, and yes, I am being a little vague, and I'm being vague on purpose. And the reason is, there is a growing body of very recent scientific evidence. We're talking the last 3 years. There's a boom in organizational psychology and in energy psychology. There's a significant amount of scientific evidence that's being put together in the form of peer-reviewed journal articles. Now, I'm not going to show you this because do not take a screenshot, but... And the reason I'm being vague and I'm not directly quoting this particular study and I'm not quoting these authors or the references on this author quite yet, because I've got something big coming for you, putting it all together. And I've got invitations out to these. They are all doctors of philosophy in sociology, psychology, education, applied psych, various others, but these are PhDs in the field of well-being, and wait for it, they have measured spirituality in the workplace and its impact on burnout and its impact on employee engagement, and you are going to love what they've found. And as a board-certified holistic nurse, as you know, I am bound by the tenets of my practice and my licensure to provide spiritual care for anyone who wants it. And that includes in the workplace. So this is where we're going with this, folks. So if you are a leader or a manager or maybe a director of well-being or a director of HR, or you're a chief well-being officer and you are looking for resources to bring into your organization to assist you with burnout. We're lining up resources for you folks, and they're not all just for me, it's other resources around the world. Thank goodness for telehealth. Western medicine finally caught up to energy practitioners, bless their little spotted hearts. But we have global resources of in energy psychology, energy medicine, spirituality, breath work, you name it. There are lots of resources you can bring into your organization remotely to help you handle burnout and get your burnout strategy in place. All right, enough for that now. And no, I'm not going to tell you who these authors are, because hopefully they're going to be on the show for an entire season if I can get all of them. All right. So the first couple of shows, we talked about what is narcissism and what are the key behaviors that people exhibit who have this challenging, we're going to call it a personality disorder. I, from the holistic perspective, believe it is far beyond personality. I believe that this comes from many different causes, that there can be childhood trauma. There can be neglect or abuse at home that later carried over in the family and then into the workplace. And as we know, we've already discussed some of the scientific evidence that there is neurocognitive scientific evidence supporting by studies of functional MRI and the like that prove that the brain structures may not be fully formed in people that experience these behaviors and express these damaging behaviors, because they may not actually have proper formation in their physical brain anatomy. Okay, so first and foremost, we're going to come from healing, and we're going to come from a place of compassion and understanding. And we're also going to look at the perspective that narcissism is a continuum. And Dr. Jansen talked a lot about this in the first show. Narcissistic behavior is a continuum, just as burnout is a continuum. We know when we get tired and we need a rest, then we're going to where we are starting to feel burnout, we want to walk away. And then we start getting to where we move into exhaustion. And then we go into apathy, we hit a wall, and we check out. Whether we check out of our marriage, we check out of our family, we check out of our children, we check out of the educational system, we check out of the workplace. Okay, it's a continuum. So narcissism is a continuum as well. And Dr. Jansen did a fabulous job in the first show talking about this. And some of the things that she shares is that there is healthy narcissism. Healthy narcissistic behaviors are making sure that we're taking care of ourselves. And every nurse, you know, confessions of a holistic nurse, okay? It, maybe you're in the medical field, or you're a natural caregiver, or you're a leader or manager or a mom or a sister or a husband that puts everybody else's needs first, and you've not taken care of your own physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual needs, and that leaves you burned out and you may not realize you're there. So a healthy degree of narcissism is when we take care of ourselves so that we have what we need. We have physical care, emotional care, memory care, mental care, intuitive care, and spiritual care, so that we ourselves have what we need, so then we can go on and take care of our families and provide for ourselves and then provide for our others. That is healthy narcissism. And again, confessions of a holistic nurse. I went for decades where I gave everything to everybody else as number one, the workplace. Because as you know, you've been with me about 2.5 years now, the Burn Bright Today community has been with me about almost 3 years now. And one of the things you know about me is that I am the adult child of two workaholic parents. So I naturally grew up fully focused on work. I was absorbed it energetically from my parents. And it was part of the family culture. You work all the time, because we were at the time hourly paid employees. So the more you work, the more money you make, which is also once I was in, after I did my time in ER and cardiovascular intensive care and went on and got my MBA, it's no shocking experience or surprise that I was recruited kicking and screaming into the high pressure roll of capital equipment sales, specifically scientific laboratory equipment in hospitals, bringing brand new nascent technology all the way into patient care. And I wanted a career where the harder I worked, the more money I made. And well, that worked really, really well for a couple of decades until it didn't. And until I had gone from zero taking care of myself and 100% everything for the company and everything for my family and everything for my home and my marriage, but nothing for me, or very, very, very little for me. And as you know, that resulted in a near suicide. I nearly took my life at the age of 44 in the high pressure world of sales. And lucky for me, that led me on this amazing healing journey of self-responsibility and self-accountability. And I dramatically changed my life. And here I am now, self-employed, running my own company, providing a real solution to a real problem, following my core values, my spiritual values, taking care of my physical, mental, emotional, intuitive needs first. Then I can take care of all of my clients. All right, so we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have Dr. Mariette Jensen all the way from the UK with us. She is a leader on narcissism, author of multiple books, From Victor to Victim, A Narcissism Survival Guide, and Rulebook of a Narcissist, Narcissistic Self-Help Guide. And that's what this show is about today. We're going to give you tools and techniques, whether you are a single person working on self-leadership at home and in your own life, or whether you are in an organization, you are senior leadership, mid-management, or a supervisor of some type. We're going to give you the tools and techniques to help you handle those tricky workplace relationships that are based on narcissism. Because as you know, dealing with narcissism causes extreme amounts of burnout. And when you're surrounded by it and you don't have your cares needs taken care of, and you don't have the tools to help you manage these tricky relationships, it can lead to absolute exhaustion. And unfortunately, in extreme circumstances such as my own, it can actually even lead to the ultimate decision of suicide. And I'm glad I got the help that I needed. So I got through that, and I'm in a wonderful place in my life. We're going to help you get there too. So let's take a break. See you in a few.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, Burn Writers. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. It's Jennifer J., board-certified holistic registered nurse and burnout. Some people call me an expert. I say burnout discoverer. As you know, I'm in the doctoral program working on my dissertation to measure the impact of energy psychology and spiritual care and its impact on burnout in the workplace. So here we are, and we're going to leap right into it. And this may be a little shocking for some, but this is what we're going to talk about, because you know why? We've got this. Okay. Tools and techniques that you can use today, right now, to help you deal with a tricky workplace relationship. And perhaps you might be someone who might be experiencing, maybe you feel like you've been pulling out your hair trying to even survive this tricky relationship that you're in. And maybe you even feel like you can't even go on a little bit more. And maybe you feel like you know it's time to walk away, and you're just trying to gather the strength to do so, or you feel like you need further protection to be able to exit a relationship, exit a situation, or perhaps even exit someone you directly report to or a corporate culture that has become toxic to the point where, much like what happened to me in my 40s, where a toxic organizational culture has left you to the point of feeling so burned out, to the point of exhaustion, and to the point where you may actually be concerned that your physical body can't go another day or another night or another few minutes. And I just want to say, I've got you. Okay? I've got you. We're here for you. There's an entire organization, the Association of Energy Psychology. Look up energy.org. Look up Energy Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology, ACEP. We're an entire network. There are hundreds or thousands of us working in this field that have highly valuable or highly skilled licensed practitioners, MDs, PhDs, nurses, coaches, with the skills of energy psychology to help you immediately stabilize your energy field and help you to immediately handle what you're dealing with right now. Okay. So first things first, you've got this. Okay. You've got this. We've got this. We are all in this together, and there are resources to help you. All right. So after this, I'm going to, we're going to talk a little bit about spirituality in the workplace, because it's here, folks. It came in with the Aquarian age. And as we move into the year of 2022, we are going to be undergoing further change. And for those of us who can accept change and invite change and invite healing, we're going to have the opportunity to experience an abundance that we've not known before. The ability to have cash flow and abundance and true wealth, love coming in from all directions, that is not necessarily from someone who actually doesn't have true love for us, or from an organization that's giving more than they're taking. Okay? So we've got a lot of change coming in 2022. And if we're well positioned for it, and if you've got your resources lined up, if you have your inner and outer team to back you up to get through the changes that are coming in 2022. Word on the street with the inner and outer resources is we're going to do exceptionally well, okay? And we're here for you, and you're with us, and we are all in this together, all right? Okay, so first things first, I'm going to demonstrate something you can do with me right now that will help you stabilize your energy field. Because a part of what's taken place, I know this might be new material if you are, if you have a really strong mental body, for example, if you have a very high intellect, if you are overly focused on scientific evidence, or if you are overly focused on mindfulness to the point where the mental body has outgrown the emotional, causal, or intuitive bodies or your soul body. That can happen. Our mind can get so strong that we have been trained to think that we create and manifest and run with our mind, but it actually isn't true. It's an illusion. There's a better way to do things, and I'm going to show you how. Okay, first and foremost, if you're experiencing extreme stress right now, here's what I'm going to walk you through, an exercise that I walk all of my clients through, all right? And what I'm going to do is anyone who wishes to connect, you are welcome to connect with my biofield. And I'm going to just help you settle down and soothe, give you immediate relief to your energy field. And your energy field might feel a little erratic and jagged. This can happen when we've taken a hit, when somebody has psychically attacked us, or if people are sending what they think is right, their thoughts and opinions on what should be right for us that we know in our heart is not right for us. This can include unwanted prayer. And I've got you. I have felt this going through my divorce. There were many people that jumped on a bandwagon and recruited others to actually hate me. And they actually prayed that I would die so that somebody else could have my life insurance policy. It's a true story. This causes extreme burnout, extreme exhaustion, to the point of where the physical body and the biofield can't even take the jagged frequencies of light and sound that are coming from other people. And it can literally give extreme cases, extreme symptoms of anxiety, extreme symptoms of depression that don't naturally go away. And it can also give us thoughts of suicide. So if this is where you are right now, it's okay. I've got you. All right. I've got you. It's okay. First thing we're going to do is ground into 5 density plus Mother Earth. Because if you've been following me the last couple of years, everybody knows that this entire gift of the last few years is to raise our awareness and help us. Mother Earth has raised her consciousness, and as human beings and as the gift of incarnation at this time, we have to raise our consciousness and our frequency to be able to live here, okay? So let's just take a moment. The first thing we're going to do is reconnect and invite yourself to connect with 5 density plus Mother Earth. Why are we saying 5 density plus? Because there are beings, human beings, and other beings and guides down here on Earth with us right now that are from higher dimensions and higher densities. So 5 density is not the end, it's just the beginning. Okay, so I'm going to lead you in a spiritual exercise. You can adjust and use your own words of what feels comfortable, but here's what we're going to do to help you stabilize your energy field. And I'll use mainstream terms. You use your words, however it is that you connect with the divine. In the name of God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Or in my terms, in the name of Sugmad, the Ek, and the Mahant. I declare my space to be safe, to be sacred, and to be clear. I declare my space to be private, confidential, and divinely protected. I declare my space to be uplifting, healing, and divinely guided. and into this safe and sacred space, I invite my inner masters, my teachers, my guides, whomever it is that you work with. There is no jealousy in heaven, folks. Whoever it is that you work with, invite them in. Invite in your healing team and ask them to help you stabilize your energy field so that you can get grounded and experience a reduction in anxiety so that you may have peace and calm. Just take a few moments. We're going to take some cleansing breaths and just know that you are safe. It is safe to be here on Earth at this time, regardless of the illusions of what's going on around you, that you have divine protection, and that you, every single person on this planet, has an inner team assigned to you to help you get through this, right? I'm just going to hold time and space here for a moment. Feel and invite in the healing energies of 5 density plus Mother Earth. Feel it come up through your feet, up through your legs, up to your hips if you can get that far, and up to your waist, all the way up to your chest if you can get it. If you can get it to right here, that's perfect. And just notice what this new 5 density healing vibration feels like. This is the new Earth. This is the new energy that will keep us grounded and then help our higher chakras, the 12 primary chakras, open so that you can get your divine guidance. If you've been praying for answers and you're having a really hard time hearing the answers, or you feel like God or your guides have left you, they haven't. All you have to do is begin with reconnecting to 5 density Mother Earth. It will help you reconnect and your team can come in. They are right here with you. All we have to do is just get your energy field soothed, get some of the tension and fear out of your energy field so that you can have awareness of them standing around you right now, even if you don't know who they are, even if you don't know their names. That's okay. They're there. Okay, I'm going to hold time and space for us. We're going to go take a break. I invite you to just relax into this space. And while we're on break, just notice, what does 5 density Mother Earth's energy feel like? And just notice, how is it calming you? How are you feeling more grounded? And how are you able to stand in your strength without harming yourself or others? You're doing great. We'll be right back in just a few moments, and we're going to take this a step forward to help you get out of fight or flight and help you find the solution for what you're dealing with at this very moment. See you in a few.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Tune into 3 Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. 3 Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Okay, folks, we're back. And no worries, I've got you and you've got this, okay? So if there's someone out there who is really looking for help, if you're at a moment where you're actually making a decision whether to stay or go, this show is for you. Okay, I'm holding time and space. And I'm going to help you just continue to invite in the healing energies of 5D plus Mother Earth. And it's absolutely okay if you can't feel it coming into your body yet. If you can, type it in the chat box, type it into the comments. It's okay if you can't feel it, you're receiving it. But what can happen, speaking from personal and professional experience, is if our energy field becomes damaged to the point where our biofield energetic anatomy has been damaged to the point where it's incompatible with life, it can be really difficult to keep soul in your physical body. So if you're at the moment where you've been pushed beyond your limit and you're making a decision whether to stay or go, or whether you're concerned that your physical body cannot survive the next few minutes or through the night, we've got you, okay? It's okay. There is always a way. There is always a way. There is always a resource for you to help, to call for help. Okay, we're here. All right, so I've got you. You're welcome. You have my permission to connect with my energy field, my biofield that I'm holding for anyone who wishes to join. We are firmly grounded in 5 density plus Mother Earth. Just feel the healing energies coming up from your feet, up to your legs, up to your waist. And if you can, try to get it all the way up to your about heart level. That will really help you, okay? Okay. Now, what happens when the biofield becomes so erratic and it's very difficult for our soul body, in this incarnation, to stay connected with our physical body. We go into the limbic system, okay? Everybody knows what that is. The limbic system is the part of our brain that keeps us safe and it manages fight or flight, okay? Here's what we're going to do next to help you get out of your lower brainstem and up to the prefrontal cortex so that you can find the resource you need to help you get through this moment, okay? So wherever you are, even if you're driving, you can do this, it's safe, all right? We're gonna take a few slow, deep breaths at a natural pace. But we're going to do it called alternate nostril breathing, okay? So first, just plug the right nostril and take a long, slow, deep breath in the left, in and out. We're going to do this nice and slowly at a pace that's comfortable for you, all right? Ready? Now change sides. Again. Again. One more time. You're doing great. I can already tell. It's okay to cry. It is absolutely okay to cry. Go ahead and cry wherever you are. If you're in a board meeting, it's okay. Just, it's okay. Ready? Right side. Left side. Okay. That you can do this anytime, anywhere, for as long as you need to. It will help you get out of the limbic system of your brain, which has you in fight or flight, and into the prefrontal cortex where you can actually make decisions and go and get the help you need. Okay. The next thing we're going to do is I'm going to demonstrate. I've demonstrated this many times over the year, but evidently today's the day. We're going to demonstrate the hue. Hue is an ancient name for God. It is a love song to God. It is a mantra of the highest sort. It is a non-directed prayer of the highest sort. If you can, think of something that you love. It could be a child, a pet, anything that can help you experience a little bit of love in your heart center if you are, okay? Just give it a try. Now, with reverence, just follow me. Take a deep breath in, and on the outgoing breath, I'll demonstrate hue. And if you're where you can sing it out loud, you're welcome to sing it out loud. If you're not where you can sing it out loud, feel free to do this inside quietly to yourself, okay? We'll do this 3 or 4 times. I'll just divine how far and how long to do it, okay? Deep breath in. Eyes open or closed. The hue is for everyone, regardless of religious background, training, regardless of culture, regardless of the country that you live in, the family you grew up in, the community, or whatever church you might may or may not belong to. The hue is for everyone. It is a love song to God. You may use it at any time. If you're experiencing grief, loss, a broken heart, or even joy or excitement, or if you've got stress, you can sing the hue. You can sing it out loud or to yourself. And you'll also go to hearhue.org, click on that. You can download it for yourself. Also on YouTube, and I'll make sure you have the link to the Hear Hue YouTube as well. So there's a beautiful video that goes along with it if you'd like to learn more about it, and if you would like to have this in your life as a resource, as a tool for you to be able to open up your heart, get settled, and experience peace and joy and have more love in your life. Okay. Now, what comes next? You might notice more love coming into your life. You might notice that if you were having chest pain or tightness, you might notice that's beginning to relax. And if sometimes as the heart center, the heart chakra opens, sometimes it can feel tight. Sometimes it might even hurt all the way through to your back. So when you're singing hue, if you experience chest tightness or pressure that feels like it's not cardiac in origin, right? It's not a heart problem. Especially if you feel it through to your back, that's a classic sign that your heart center may have been stuck closed, and it may be difficult for your heart center to come open. and to receive the light and the sound, the healing energies of God in the universe that sustains us, right? If that's the case, I would recommend that you seek out an energy healer practitioner with the ability to repair or replace your heart chakra, front and back doors, including the internal anatomy, the microvortexes, and even its connection to the main chakra channel. This is very, very advanced energy healing or energy medicine work. So use your discernment in finding a practitioner that you feel is qualified, whether it's a licensed clinician, but somebody is certified and somebody. One of the nice things, they don't have to be, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of Reiki practitioners that might be able to help you with this. They may not be able to repair or replace the chakra, but they might be able to get enough Reiki healing energy in so that you can begin to feel, begin to heal and begin to experience peace and calm so that you can handle your anxiety, depression, or if you're experiencing any thoughts of suicide, to get you to the right resource who can help you energetically repair or rebuild or even replace the chakras, the microvortexes, various different, there's more advanced biofield technology related to the chakras. And if your chakra does need repair, just know it's okay, it's not your fault. A part of this has to do with the great spiritual awakening. Our physical bodies are undergoing lots of repair and upgrades, lots of change going on. Our energetic anatomy needs repair and upgrades as well. All right, we're going to take a short break, and I hope that this segment has brought you a feeling of hope, peace, and I hope that you're feeling much better than we were when we started segments one and two. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Further tools and techniques to help you get through these difficult relationships in this difficult situation. All right, see you here.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sarah Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we're going to take this a step further. This is an unexpected adjustment to the show today. What we're now being guided to do is to help you. Evidently, there's someone out there who's really having a hard time at this moment and who has prayed for help to be able to stay down here during this incarnation at this time. And if that is you, this is for you. So again, I'm a board certified holistic registered nurse, doctoral student studying energy psychology. And I have various certifications in energy healing modalities, including advanced crystal healing of therapeutic gemstones and diamonds. All right, so what you see here, I'm gonna pick it up so I can show you. What you're seeing is a medical model of the meridian system. This happens to be a female. I have them for male, female, dogs, cats, and horses. But what you're looking at is a medical model with the meridian system. But I'm going to use it as a demonstration to help you with your mind connect to the diamond energy. All right. So if you're having difficulty getting your heart chakra to stay open to where you can receive life-giving energies so that soul can stay down in your physical body at this time. In other words, if you're having thoughts of suicide, this will help, okay? You are invited. Anyone who wishes to join is invited to connect to this biofield session. And I'm going to provide some 7 Kalare therapeutic diamond energy to help you settle down your and soothe your energy field. So you won't have such a hard time keeping soul grounded down in your physical body, okay? All right, in the next few minutes here, I'm going to bring diamond into space. I haven't done this in a while. This is a 1.12 carat H grade VVS2, affectionately known as 22. This actually happens to be the first diamond that I ever connected with and brought in. And we're on the honor system here. These are therapeutic, 7 Kalare therapeutic diamonds. Do not, under any circumstances, try this at home. Your diamond is not therapeutic, okay? It's very, very rare, and you have to have someone with special abilities to be able to identify these. So we're on the honor system here. Do not put yourself in harm's way by using a diamond that you have at home. Work with a certified diamond practitioner, okay? So what we're going to do is I'm bringing diamond into space, and you're welcome to connect to this healing diamond energy. And you can just see that I'm bringing it in very, very slowly in front of you, connecting to your energy field directly in a way that you can see it, in a way that your energy field is able to accept the diamond energy. There you go. Nice. This should be deeply relaxing. Don't worry if you can't feel it immediately. That's just a sign that your energy field is new to this, or that, there you go, okay. So someone out there, your energy field just is a little erratic and it just needs some help. We're gonna give it plenty of time. The best way to do this is to hold gratitude. Hold gratitude to God. Hold gratitude to Holy Spirit. Hold gratitude to your spiritual guides, whomever that is, whoever that is. And hold gratitude to the diamond. And request in with gratitude, ask the diamond to connect with your energy field to assist you with stabilizing your energy field and helping you live, all right? Because this is a life-saving session is what this is. And you can watch this over and over and reconnect to this energy. Diamond works across time and space, unlocking, unlocking, unlocking. Diamond is unlocking. There's something in your, there you go, nice. What can happen is if we're in an unsafe environment, physically, mentally, emotionally, or energetically. If someone is putting their negative thoughts on us, it's very damaging to our energy field, and so damaging that it can actually cause loss of life, right? We have to be very careful with this. And our energy field can get locked down. There you go. Nice. Good job. Okay. You can watch this show over and over and reconnect with this diamond energy as often as you wish until you get stable. All right. If after the show you need more help, number one, you can watch the show over and over, or you can book a session with a certified diamond practitioner. Make sure they're certified. Make sure they know what they're doing. Okay. This is, they're rare, but we're out there and you can find us. There you go. And if you can't find a diamond practitioner, I would recommend whatever resource resonates with you, especially if you can find a comprehensive energy psychologist. They have other modalities. They may not work with crystals. They may not work with diamond, but they have other scientifically proven modalities that can help you. Emotional freedom technique. There are many others. There's help for you. Okay. All right. So what I'm doing, there you go. Nice. You might feel this in your heart, in your chest, and you might feel this all the way through to your back. Okay. Diamond's going to move positions very, very, very carefully. And we're going to try to open up the back, what's called the back door. Because what happens if something painful or injurious happened in our past, whether it's this lifetime, whether it was yesterday, last week, last month, or even a decade ago, or even a past lifetime, it can close down the back door chakra to the heart. It can be extremely difficult to be able to move forward in life if any of your chakra system is damaged, especially the front and back doors of the chakra. There you go. Nice. Okay. We're just going to hold this here for a moment. This is deeply relaxing and inviting your biofield, your highest intelligence, to connect with this healing diamond energy with love and with gratitude. And just know that there is a better way. There is a higher way. And there are resources abound to help you. Okay, we're going to gently, okay, somebody doesn't want to let go. If you feel that you need assistance, book a comprehensive session, reach out on the website, burnbrighttoday.com. If you can't get in with me, reach out to Dr. Mariette Jensen and you click her link, we'll put it in below, or reach out to the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychologists, get with an energy psychologist straight away. But if you feel like this is a chakra problem, get a session booked. You need assistance. Okay. All right. We're gently going to ask first. Somebody doesn't want to let go. Okay. There's somebody out there who needs help. We're here for you, but you need to book a comprehensive session. Call the 1-800 number and get on the schedule right away. Okay. We're here for you. All right. If you're in immediate danger, call the 1-800 hotline. We'll get you taken care of. All right, we're asking for a let go. There we go. All right, we're going to end with some gratitude. And before we pop off here, I want to make sure you have everything that you need. All right, call my 1-800 number to book a session, or call the 1-800 suicide hotline if you're in immediate danger. All right. We're going to close out with gratitude. Gratitude to God, the Father, the Holy Spirit. Gratitude to the healing energies of Mother Earth. Gratitude to the healing energies of heaven. Gratitude to the healing energies of the 7-color-ray therapeutic diamond. And gratitude to the practitioner who provided this session, healing session, for you. And gratitude to you for your courage to speak up, to reach out, and to try something that might be totally new and really different for you. All right. In the last couple of moments, we are entering a time of tremendous healing. Next week, I have Christian de la Huerta on. He is a world-renowned author, speaker, and he is a leader in the field of breath work. So it's not over with, folks. Next show, we're going to bring more healing modalities to demonstrate that you're going to learn on your own, and more resources that you can call and book sessions with and get help. Join us next week. burnbrighttoday.com. Catch the show. Watch this show over and over again. Book a session if you need one. But let's see you here next week with Christian De La Huerta, folks. You are loved beyond measure. There is hope. And I've got you. And remember, you've got this, okay? You've got this. We're here to help. All right. Take care. See you next week. And may the blessings be. Thanks for listening to Burn Bright Today with me, Jennifer J. Marcinelli, so you can burn brighter tomorrow. Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do, but a holistic healing revolution and a life you love is within your grasp. Catch me next Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and to schedule a quantum healing session, visit burnbrighttoday.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.